Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Authority Member Davis? Authority Member Rasek?
Here.
Authority Member Smith?
Here.
Vice Chair Chafee? Chair Ivanka?
Here.
Quorum exists.
Thank you. Will you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? Veterans and those in uniform may salute. Place your right hand over your heart and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Mr. Clerk, do we have any oral communications?
The clerk's office is not in receipt of any communications for this meeting.
Okay. We're open for oral communications. I do not see any members of the public present physically, and we haven't received any electronic communications. So I'll move on to the consent calendar, which we have no items, and we have one item on the regular agenda. This is a special meeting. This is a purpose of the special meeting is to establish a regular meeting schedule for the Public Financing Authority of the Placentia Enhanced Infrastructure Finance District to authorize preparation of an annual report and to discuss potential judicial validation action. Luis, who's going to give us the report on this?
Mr. Chair, this would be a combination of Joe Diegas and Danny Kim, who will be providing the presentation from COSMO.
Okay.
Good. We'll head it off to Joe to start with.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair Ivanka, members of the board, city administrator, and others. Thank you. So the purpose of today's meeting is to do a couple things: maintain compliance with EIFD statute, but very importantly, from an implementation standpoint, set us up for future financing and maintain maximal flexibility when it comes to financing structures. So let's get into it, please. The following slide, please. And I'm happy to share my screen if it's easier for me to drive. Otherwise, if someone could move to the next slide, that would be very helpful. Sure. Thank you. So I don't want to spend, unless it's the desire of the board, of course, I won't spend too much time on background, but suffice it to say it's been a team effort between the City of Placentia, County of Orange, SCAG, COSMONT, and others to get the EIFD form. We would like to keep this ball moving forward as it pertains to implementation. And so while the financing team, in concert with bond counsel, are looking at various financing mechanisms, there are some tasks we need to complete to do that and maintain compliance and preserve flexibility, as mentioned before. Next slide, please. The key steps were outlined previously during this meeting. We'll go through each of these in a little bit more detail so that it's perfectly clear, because these do deserve some explanation. Number one is identification of regular meeting dates. There are certain actions that require action at quote-unquote regular meeting dates as opposed to special meeting dates. So it's important for the PFA to establish those. We'll talk about that. Number two, it is a requirement in the EIFD law for an annual report to basically document revenues and expenditures. And from an implementation standpoint, it's required before spending any EIFD dollars that this annual report has been presented to the board and then adopted. So we'll talk about that. Item number three will be, the discussion will be led by Danny Kim with bond counsel, Nixon Peabody, to talk about judicial validation, pretty nuanced discussion that allows us to preserve flexibility, and it's really essential for future financing. So Danny Kim will get into that. So we'll take these one by one. If we could move to the next slide, I'll probably move through these pretty quickly. Background, folks are familiar with the EIFD area, a little over 300 acres. I think we can keep moving. During the formation process, we talked a lot about the streetscape master plan and other improvements in the downtown TOD packing house area, infrastructure to really catalyze future development. So that obviously continues to be the goal and the purpose of this district. And what we're talking about today is the way to push that ball forward in terms of implementation. We can continue to the next slide, please. So action item number one, setting meeting dates. As mentioned a moment ago, the PFA, this board, should have regular meeting dates certain actions, such as, first and most importantly, the second reading of that final approval ordinance, the ordinance introduced on January 6th, which really puts a bow on the EIFD formation process. Pursuant to the latest law, that ordinance was just introduced on January 6th. And so the second reading is still required, and that second reading is required to happen at a quote-unquote regular meeting of the PFA. So that is the most immediate need, to have a regular meeting. There are other reasons to have regular meeting, one of which is to give an opportunity for a presentation of an annual report, an annual sort of requirement for EIFD and PFA administration that's required by the law in order to spend any EIFD dollars. So regular meetings can be canceled if they're not deemed necessary. There's really only one regular sort of administrative need, to be honest, with the board as far as what the board is required to do, and it is that annual report once a year. And quite honestly, just to avoid filling up the calendars of board members unnecessarily, we're really just proposing a single regular meeting once a year, the second Wednesday in May of every year, which coincides with the time that staff would hope to present this required annual report for the board's consideration. It's required to be presented to the board before the end of June every year. And so to give us some comfortable breathing room while also considering the availability of the required data, second Wednesday in May is a good day to have every year. This is just a suggestion from staff and the financing team, once a year, second Wednesday in May. But if the board were to desire something more frequent or a different day, I think that could be accommodated. So that's action item number one. If it's the board's preference, I can just sort of walk through all these items and then come back to the actual board actions, or we can have more discussion at this time. It's completely at the board's pleasure.
Joe, this is Chair Vonka. The second, the Wednesdays are a problem for me. I've got a sanitation district committee meeting on Wednesdays, so I'm going to propose to the board that we either do the second Thursday or the third Wednesday, preferably a Thursday. It's likely that I will be the vice chair of Orange County Sanitation District fairly soon, and Wednesdays are when we typically have got committee meetings. So a Thursday, third or second Thursday would be better for me. Any board members have any input on that?
I have no problems with this moving it, as long as it doesn't conflict as we go through and check everybody else's scheduling. The second Thursday of May, in this case, would fall to May 13th versus the second Wednesday, which was the 12th of May. That works, but I certainly believe we would need to tally everybody that's on and see how that works. Otherwise, moving it to the third Wednesday of the month is, again, not really that great a conflict, other than it falls on the heels of the second council meeting for the month, which is held on Tuesday, the night before.
Yeah, the vice chair is also on the sanitation district, and I think the Wednesdays might pose a conflict for him.
Well, certainly we'll weigh in and hear from others, but I would suggest that action item one be set forth annually one time a year for the second Thursday of the month. And in 2021, that would fall during the month of May, and that would fall to May 13th.
Joe Rasek, does that work in your schedule? Generally?
Yes, in general, yes.
Okay.
Supervisor Chafee's on the line. I did see him pop up, I believe, as a phone.
Board Vice Chair Chafee, does the second Thursday of May each year work for your schedule?
Well, it should normally work. This is only a one-time-a-year meeting. I would look to honor it. A as opposed to other meetings that may occur multiple times during the year. And so I'm glad to accommodate all of you if that works for your schedules.
Perfect. Okay. So when we vote on the resolution, I think we'll just change the meeting time to the second Thursday of May annually. Thanks, Joe. If you want to proceed with the presentation, that would be great.
Will do. Thank you very much. We can move to the next slide, please, on action item number two. As mentioned a couple times, there's a requirement in the EIFD law for the preparation of an annual report documenting revenues that have accrued to essentially the EIFD bank account, the EIFD account, with increment from both the city of Placentia and the county of Orange. The requirement is that this plan, this annual report, is prepared, presented to the PFA board, and adopted by the board after any revision before June 30 of each year. And the presentation to the PFA board would technically be a public hearing. And the caveat is that if it's not done before June 30 of a particular year, any funding from the EIFD cannot be spent until that annual report is presented at a public hearing to the PFA. So this would be the first report. We've been working behind the scenes just to make sure that the property tax increment accounting is happening appropriately within the County of Orange Auditor Controller's Office. It has been another team effort between folks at Cosmont, city staff, county public works, or county public finance staff, and auditor controller staff. But it would be the intention to have that report prepared, presented at this first regular meeting, potentially now the second Thursday, which is May 13th of 2021. Presented to the board at a public hearing so that we can be compliant in year 2021. Cosmont Companies has prepared a proposal to do that report and to present it to the board. That is one of the action items today to authorize Cosmont Companies to assist with that report preparation and presentation, funding for which would come from EIFD property tax increment. Are there any questions or comments on action item number two?
I have a question I'll hold for other board members. Any other board members have questions?
I do not.
Joe Rasek?
Not at this time, no.
Board Vice Chair Chafee?
No questions, thank you.
Joe, I've got a question on the proposal for the annual reporting services. I see the estimated budget with two items, the annual report and the PFA presentation. It does reference that this would be attachment A. It relates back to consultants' billing rates, but I don't see a breakdown of the estimated number of hours for those two items or the, you know, which staff member identified on attachment A would be preparing items one or two, or tasks one or two in the contract. Do you have that information?
Certainly verbally at this point, and would be more than happy to follow up with in writing. The two folks who would be working on the report itself would be myself with the classification of Senior Vice President and Stephanie Ontiveros with the classification of Senior Project Analyst. I believe Stephanie's on the line tonight, at least as an attendee. And as for the presentation at the public hearing, it would be myself with the Senior Vice President category on the fee schedule.
Okay, and so this is the $4,500 is an estimate that will vary. I'd like it if you guys can follow up with us so we can get it into the record, the estimated number of hours for tasks one and two, and also identify which, like you just did verbally, who exactly will be working on those and how many hours they anticipate.
No problem. Okay. No problem on the Cosmon side at all.
Thank you. All right, I don't think we've got any other questions. If you'd like to continue.
I have a question.
I see a hand raised.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if there's more work that needs to be done and it needs to be higher?
This would be the not to exceed.
Go ahead.
Sure. So this would be the not to exceed amount. So it would not be higher than this. We've done these before for other existing EISDs. I honestly can't imagine any unforeseen costs. If there were, we would have to come back to you to modify this. I really don't see that happening.
Okay, just a question.
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, you may proceed, Joe.
Okay. The next item is the most technical, and I'm very happy to pass that on to somebody else, which is Danny Kim, Bond Counsel with Mix and Peabody. To talk about the topic of judicial validation. And so I would ask that Danny can please take it away.
Good evening. Thank you, Joe. I've been working with Cosmon on potential structure of the financings for the EIFD projects. One option is to access the capital market, whether it be through a private placement with a bank or through a public offering of the bonds. And in either of those cases, the marketplace will require what's called an unqualified opinion letter from bond counsel stating that the bonds that are being issued are valid, binding, and enforceable. In order to do that, we have to have a very high degree of certainty that all the components of the financings are in fact valid, binding, and enforceable. And there is an aspect to the financing that we don't believe rises to the level that we need in order to render that opinion letter. That is the allocation by the city and the county of their respective portions of the property taxes generated in the EIFD to the PFA to secure the bond. Even though the statute allows for that, there is a constitutional law question as to whether that constitutes debt and therefore requires voter approval, unless some exceptions are available. And so one way to essentially ensure that such actions are valid is to go through what's called a judicial validation proceeding, where you file a lawsuit essentially on the world and say that if you object to this, you are required to file an answer to the complaint. And if there is no such filing, then you win by default. And a court will opine that what we're doing is valid, binding, and enforceable, and no one can challenge this in the future. And that gives us sufficient comfort to render our unqualified opinion letter. But this is a process that takes around, could be 90 to days to 6 months, depending on the how busy the courts are. But it is a process by which a court will say that what we're doing is valid, binding, and enforceable, and not subject to any challenge in the future. And that's in a nutshell what a judicial validation is and the reason for it. And if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I'll just add to Danny's comments that this is something you do once. And even if they were multiple debt issuances, I think Danny may have said this, multiple debt issuances from the EIFD, you would not have to repeat this process. The single validation process would apply to all future potential debt issuances by the EIFD. That is all I wanted to add.
That is correct.
Thank you. I'll move on to questions from the board. Board Member Davis, any questions?
No questions, thank you.
Thank you. Board Member Rasek?
No, thank you.
Board Member Smith?
None.
Thank you. Board Vice Chair Chafee?
No questions, thank you.
Thank you. I have no questions either. thank you for the presentation, that portion of the presentation. Joe, would you like to move on?
Happy to, thank you. So the next slide, just again, recapping, we've covered three things, action items for potential action by the PFA. Number one, the regular meeting dates. We talked about potentially shifting to the second Thursday, which would be May 13th in 2021. Number two is the authorization for the preparation of that annual report, which could be brought back at this next meeting in May. And the last item just discussed was the process of judicial validation with respect to future debt issuances. The action item specifically, if we didn't hammer it home on this last piece, the validation would be, a resolution would be need to be approved by the PFA to actually initiate the judicial validation process. I think Danny may have said that, but I just wanted to reiterate that that's the specific action. It would be sort of discussed again, correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, during the meeting in May, I believe is when we bring back the official resolution. Is that correct or is that incorrect?
Right, so we would have the second reading of the ordinance, and that starts the time ticket. You need to file a validation action within 60 days of taking that action. And so the board would be asked to approve a resolution authorizing the filing of the complaint and going through the judicial validation proceeding in May. So within a day or two of that meeting, we would go ahead and file the complaint with the court. Oh, and just
thank
one
you.
Thing I forgot to mention is that I would be working with the city attorney's office to implement the judicial validation. I didn't want to forget to mention that.
Thank you. So, Danny, if I understand
thank
correctly,
thank you very much.
We're having the special meeting so that we can establish the date, time, and date of the regular meeting. We must proceed to validation from a regular meeting. So we'll have the regular meeting in May, we'll adopt, and that will allow you to proceed with validation process, correct?
Well, yeah, technically the regular meeting is so that you can adopt your adopt the ordinance and therefore give you the legal hook to go ahead and start the validation process. So really everything hinges on the fact that you gotta adopt the ordinance. That can only be done at a regular meeting. And so that's why you're setting the regular meeting right now.
Right. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Any questions from the board? I would like to clarify Authority Member Davis. I don't think you were here when we had the discussion on changing the date that was recommended. There's a potential conflict for Vice Chair Chafee and myself on Wednesdays. So the recommendation is that we would move the meeting to the second Thursday in May on an annual basis. That would be a change to item one. So this particular item has three recommended actions. The first is to adopt the resolution with that amendment. The second is to authorize Cosmont Companies to prepare the EIFD annual report for review at our next regular meeting. And the third is to direct staff to prepare documents to proceed with a judicial validation action to be approved in conjunction with the second reading of the ordinance and to authorize Nixon Peabody and Jones and Meyer to serve as special counsel in connection with the judicial validation. Do I have a motion on those items?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Chafee seconds.
Thank you. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll on that item?
Member Davis? Member Davis, yes or no?
Yes.
Ms. Davis,
can you hear me?
Yes. Ms. Davis votes yes. Member Rasick?
Yes.
Mr. Rasick votes yes. Member Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Smith votes yes. Vice Chair Chafee?
Yes.
Mr. Chafee votes yes. Chair Vanka?
Yes.
Mr. Vanka votes yes. The vote on the question is recorded as 5 yes.
Thank you, everybody. We have no public hearings, no new business, and no old business. Member of the board have any special requests they'd like to make or any additional questions of staff? Okay, hearing none, we will adjourn to our next regular meeting, which should be Thursday, May 13th, 2021 at 5 o'clock p.m. here at Placentia City Hall. Thank you.
Not all. From wood-fired pizza.